Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to take these next few minutes and spend them with me as we go into God's Word. And I've entitled this message, Coming Out to Go In. And we were looking at, I trust, a familiar passage of Scripture in Exodus, which talked about God passing over. It was the institution of the Passover feast. The destroying angel was going to go through the land of Egypt and slay all the firstborn. But the blood placed on the lintel of the doorpost would preserve the people of God, the people of Israel. And this is their story, is a marvelous story of God's delivering power. Of after 400 years of bondage, they were brought out of slavery and brought ultimately into the promised land. And this is a spiritual parallel, if you would, that occurs in our lives. We were slaves to the God of this world. For the Israelites, it was Pharaoh seated on the throne. For us, the unsaved man, it is the God of this world, who is Satan, who has blinded their eyes, scriptures say. They cannot receive the truth of the gospel because they're blinded. And it is only by prayer and by the power of the Holy Spirit, our willingness to be used of God, to witness, to show example, that they can be drawn to the truth and to the light of the gospel. And so we were once in bondage and sin. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we looked at what Paul commented on in the 7th chapter of Romans. He said, for the good that I would do, I do not. The evil which I would not, that I do. He said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And then he says, the next verse, I thank God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But he goes on, he says, now if I do that which I would not, it is not more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. And he was talking about the sin nature. And so that sin nature, that flesh or that carnality, is enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That's Romans 8 and 7. So just as God did not want his people to remain in Egyptian bondage, God does not want his people today to remain in a condition of spiritual bankruptcy and defeat any more than he wanted his people to remain in the land of Egypt once the appointed time had come for their deliverance. They were tyrannized by Egyptian taskmasters. You remember, there was a time where they were honored, they were celebrated. That was in the time of Joseph. But a pharaoh arose who knew not the Joseph, who knew not the exploits of the God of Israel. And through a period of that long time, they became subject to and servants to the Egyptian people. But God raised up a deliverer through Moses, and through Moses, he gave him a command and to the people to take a lamb without blemish and slay it. That was the Passover lamb. They were not to break the lamb's bones. The blood of the lamb was then to be applied to the doorposts and on the lintel of every house. This enactment, if you will, established what was to be called the Passover. And it wasn't just a ceremony that ancient Israel performed. It was a prophetic foreshadowing, if you will, of the death of Christ on the cross. Remember John the Baptist? He said, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. And he said that in John, the first chapter of John, verse 29. And 1 Corinthians 5:7 says, it tells us that it was Christ. Christ was our Passover. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And no further sacrifices ever remain. His sacrifice, his perfect sinless life, satisfied the justice of God. And as the Lamb bore the judgment in the place of the firstborn for the house of Israel, so today Jesus bore our sins from the time of Calvary to this present day and on into the future until the Lord returns. Everyone who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ believe that he bore our sins in our place. He took the punishment that we deserved. Then we shall experience deliverance and salvation just as the people of Israel. They were removed from the bondage, the slavery of the Egyptians, which shadows for us the tyranny of being ruled by the principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. 1 Peter 3:18 tells us that Jesus suffered the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And this, beloved, very simply, is God's wonderful plan of redemption. Now, if we go back to the opening chapters of the Bible, when God spoke to the serpent in the third chapter of Genesis, he spoke to Satan. He said, "The seed of the woman shall bruise your head." What was he saying? He said, "There is one coming, Satan, that is going to stand on your head and destroy you." And all God asked of Israel was to apply the blood to the doorposts and to the lintels, to do this in faith in the promise of their deliverance. And then they were to rest in that promise of protection and redemption. And basically, this was the pattern God established for them as well as for us. All God asks of us is to apply the death of Christ to our own need as guilty sinners by faith, and then rest in God's promise of forgiveness and praise him for the atoning work of Calvary. You know, I feel there's some people listening to me right now, and you've heard the gospel, you've heard the Christian message, but if you were put to the test right now, could you answer that you're saved, that you have accepted Jesus? Let's just take a moment. And if you feel the Holy Spirit tugging on your heart, let's make certain where your eternal position, your place is going to be with the Lord. And that is by receiving Jesus, because Jesus said, "No man comes to the Father except by me." There are many religions that man has established in the world, but Jesus made it clear that he alone was the way, the truth, and the life. And you may have questions. There may be things you don't understand. That's all right. You can lay those logical reasonings aside, because by logical reasonings, you will never gain a knowledge of God. But it is by humbling yourself and realizing that you don't have all the answers, but you're willing to learn. You're willing to be taught. That's all God is asking for, that you will give him an opportunity to show himself to be God to you. Let's pray a simple prayer. Father, you see those who are not certain that if they took their last breath, that they would be with you. And so, Father, Lord, there's only two places: to be in your presence or to be in the presence of Satan and his hosts. And so, Father, I pray for those who are not certain of their salvation. Father, in the name of Jesus, just as it was a simple thing for the people of Israel to obey you, so, Father, for those who are hungering and thirsting after truth, after righteousness, they are willing to apply the blood of Jesus to their lives. And if you have believed in your heart, beloved, and if you will confess with your mouth, Romans says, you shall be saved. So, Father, I thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit in redemption and regeneration, for making those who are praying this prayer a new creature in you. Thank you, Lord, for all of your bountiful benefits. Thank you, God, for the cup of salvation. Help them to drink fully of the cup of salvation and to thank you for your purposes to be established in their lives. Lead them in a straight path and lead them into that everlasting path that leads to your home with eternal peace, rest, and fellowship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's judgment, beloved, fell on Egypt. They suffered 10 plagues. The last was the worst, the death of the firstborn. And through Moses, the appointed deliverer that God had chosen, he led his people out of Egypt and through the Red Sea. Talk about a miracle. The waters just parted. They crossed over on dry ground because of God. Because of God, beloved, because of God, they were trapped. They saw the Egyptians pursuing them. And they called out. They were afraid. They saw no way of escape. But God makes a way where there seems to be no way, and he caused the wind to pass over the waters, and they passed over, every single one of them. And when their enemies pursued, they were all drowned in the waters that receded. And so, we have to apply the blood to the doorposts of our heart. We do this in faith in the promise. We can experience his protection, his redemption, and we all have to come to him as guilty sinners by faith and then rest in God's promise of forgiveness and praise him for the atoning work that was accomplished at Calvary. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, my time has again gone so quickly, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me, and I want you to know, my partners, my radio family, I pray for you every day. And if the Holy Spirit is moving upon you, if you are in a place of really needing God's intervention, I invite you to write the announcer or share our contact information. I'll personally pray for you and send back whatever God would have to be a blessing to your heart. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.